Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
New information surfaced about Russia intervening in the U.S. presidential election. An unnamed high-level source said the CIA conducted an internal secret assessment and determined that Russian hackers had some impact on rigging the election in favor of Donald Trump. Trump and his team are denouncing the news. On Sunday, a bipartisan group of four senators came forward and asked for a congressional investigation into the alleged cyber attacks. Senators Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Jack Reed, and Charles Schumer. Fred Burton is a former counterterrorism agent with the U.S. State Department and the vice president of intelligence with the geopolitical strategy firm Stratfor. He says such revelations shouldn't come as a complete surprise.
Well, I think the Cold War never ended, which unfortunately a lot of people don't want to admit. And in essence, these kinds of actions take place all the time. And from a historical perspective, if you go back to the 60s and the 70s, the Russian KGB was very active in supporting a tremendous amount of domestic terrorist organizations and, in essence, just trying to destabilize the U.S. government. So this arena with cyber, in essence, is the new frontier when it comes to Cold War actions. And the actors in this are just all across the map.
But if it's, you know, been going on for so long, how do we distinguish these particular actors from what's happened in the past? And is there any link to Donald Trump himself?
Again, I think it's hard to say. When you look at this from a forensic perspective, the rub is this. Our National Security Agency, the NSA, is no doubt the best in the world in this sphere. And in order to admit what you know at times, you could be compromising very sensitive sources and methods. So in essence, to me, the leak surrounding this is something that also needs to be looked at because of the nature of this kind of space that the intelligence community operates in.
The CIA source claims that hacking had some impact on rigging the election in favor of Donald Trump. I don't quite understand what that means. Is it decisive? Is it just, I mean, what would be the smoking gun here?
The smoking gun, John, would be, I think, in that context, would be the specific emails that were outed on WikiLeaks, for example, focused on the Democratic National Committee. And when you look at that, again, you get into the sources and methods of how do we know that, in fact, that originated from, in this case, if the allegation is correct, the Russians. My only caution in this sphere is that, again, there's so many different cutouts and actors engaged in this cyberspace that I'm not so sure that the truth will ever be known.
Well, I know you're being careful here, and I appreciate that. But are the Russians in any special position to carry out this kind of a hack, or could anyone paying attention to the election have done the same sort of thing?
There's several different actors, to include the Russians, that are quite good in the cyberspace, but so are the Iranians, so are groups such as Hezbollah, such is the intelligence services of the Chinese, specifically the People's Liberation Army. So there's there, at a state sponsor perspective, those players. And then at the cutout level, it could be anything from Ukrainian activists that broke in and handed the information over to the Russians that passed it to Wiki. So this is a very, very complicated mess at times trying to figure out exactly who was engaged in this kind of activity.
Would it surprise you at all if Putin had said, "I love this guy, Trump, do whatever you need to do to get him elected," and that that order was sent out in Moscow, and that what we're seeing is evidence that somebody took him up on it?
That certainly wouldn't surprise me, John. In essence, when you look at the long history of Russia and the KGB and their antics inside the United States going back to the 60s and the 70s, look, this is what nation states do at times from a covert action capacity. I would be very cautious until we have more digital fingerprints that, if and ever these are released, to nail down exactly who the actors were. There's so many different layers in this space, John.
But you're not prepared to say that Russia is not in the top five suspects here, right?
I certainly would put them within the top tier of potential actors that who have done this. But there's so many different front companies and digital hackers in this space that are contract jobs. There's people that steal these kinds of emails and sell them to nation state services. So who did it? That's the question.
Fred Burton is vice president of intelligence for Stratfor, the global intelligence company. He spoke with us from Austin, Texas. Fred, thanks so much.
Thank you, John, for having me.